Show.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
All hail the new king in town.
Live from the Super Bowl experience in downtown Phoenix, Arizona.
Let's spend a little time on Jalen Hurts. Let's be fair and balanced.
Let's do it, man. I like this kid.
I shouldn't like him, and I do.
And his story is so amazing that it needs to just be repeated.
Earlier on the show, Trey Lance, Joe Montana, Kurt Warner. Still to come, WWE superstar Seth Rollins, Pro Football Hall of Famer Charles Woodson, plus all the latest from Super Bowl 57. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Ah, yes. Welcome to this third hour of the Rich Eisen Show, day one of three. For us at the Super Bowl experience in downtown Phoenix, Arizona, my friends at the NFL have graciously given us a wonderful footprint where kids will be romping like crazy today, doing dashes and watching.
I kind of want to stay and hang out.
And just, the 40s at the end of the hall.
I know. It'll be neat stuff. And then, of course, my friends at the NFL affording us not only the footprint here at the Super Bowl experience, but this beautiful Vince Lombardi trophy sitting right next to my desk and in between my guest chair and myself. You know, Joe Montana and Kurt Warner's already stopped by here. Trey Lance, an hour number one. Charles Woodson about to be here. Does Seth Rollins have any intro music?
I mean, yeah, he does, but I don't know if we can play it.
Okay, well, because he's about to walk on the stage now.
I
don't know if there's any.
I can
if there's any. If there's any music, go ahead. I don't know if that's the usual entrance that you're afforded. Very good. Terrific.
The whole nine.
WWE superstar Seth Rollins has just sat down here on the Rich Eisen Show set at the Super Bowl experience, Super Bowl 57. Good to see you, sir. That's the real thing.
Is that real?
It is there.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
It is.
I kind of feel that gives me like goosebumps a little bit.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's a Lombardi trophy, dude.
That is, sir.
Wow.
Seth, I know we've just met. Let me just say this. This is the way I roll. When I come to the Super Bowl, I have the Vince Lombardi trophy right next to me.
Respect.
It's like my running mate. You know what I mean? It's my tag team partner.
That's a beautiful
thing. If you will. So this is the way I roll.
That's cool.
Have you ever?
I've never seen it.
Okay.
Never seen it in person. I've seen I've gone to Chicago Bears headquarters, and they've got the one in there.
They do have the one.
The one. And so I've seen it in a glass case.
Yes.
I haven't seen it right here in person in living color, and I am I see my own reflection. It's
how
beautiful.
Cool is that, right?
It's gorgeous, dude. It's a thing of beauty.
It is the real
I've held WWE championships many times, and it is comparable to that.
It is that. And apparently the only people who can touch it without gloves are those who win it and the commissioner handing it out to people. We do have like some white gloves, I think, that's in the compartment if you want to
I'm okay. I feel like I'm not worthy to touch it if I haven't won it. So
interesting.
Staring at it, I feel good about this. Okay. Just being in the presence of it, there's like an aura about it, you know? That's amazing.
So you're from Illinois?
Is that where you're from?
Iowa.
Iowa. Yeah, Davenport, Iowa. We don't have a professional sports team in the state, and so for football we pick and choose a little bit. Most of us Bears fans, Packers, we get some Chiefs fans, some Vikings, stuff like that, but I'd say primarily a Chicago Bears area.
How did you choose the Bears?
My grandpa. My grandfather watched the Bears every Sunday, yelling at the TV, and that was me. I drifted a bit in the mid-90s, obviously.
So did the Bears.
Yeah. But there's a reason for the drifting.
Yes.
So I was a big 49ers guy. Rice, Montana, Steve Young, those
Montana
guys.
Montana was in that chair an hour ago.
God, wow, man.
Timing's everything.
I was a Niners fan, then drifted back to Chicago to my roots, and so I stuck with them.
Was there a player from the Bears that drew you back in, or specific, or coach?
Gosh.
Or was it the Lovey
The Lovey. I mean, Devin Hester was probably the first guy that sucked me back in.
Let me tell you, man, Devin Hester, you know, deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
100%.
And Devin Hester, in terms of the history of the Super Bowl, certainly the ones that I've attended, this is my 20th covering it for NFL Network, Seth. I don't recall anybody meeting the moment expected of him quite like Devin Hester when he was in the Super Bowl We all knew he was going to receive a kickoff at some point,
yep,
whether it was
one.
Whether it was after the the opposition scored, or for the kickoff a half, and it was the first kickoff of the game.
Opening, I remember
and
it vividly.
And I thought to myself, they're going to kick this thing through the end zone. There's no question about it.
Got to.
And then this moment unfolds.
There it is.
Boom. And I thought to myself, oh my God, I cannot believe he just did that. Because we were all expecting him to do it.
Yeah.
And then he did it.
Dude, unreal, right?
I'll never forget it.
Yeah, and when you watch it back, obviously I've seen the replays recently over the past few days on social media. It's just, there's a cut in there. It's like he saw coverage, kickoff coverage.
Yeah.
Like no one else has ever done it. There's a cut in there. He sees a
scene.
Like
the Matrix, right?
Yeah, and he's just gone. And it's unbelievable. Yeah, it really was like time would slow down. He had the Neo effect on him. Remember the bullets? That's how he was with the other guys on the field. So it's unbelievable. And I remember thinking, oh, we're winning the Super Bowl. We're in, baby.
And then Peyton Manning got the ball?
Yeah, and then prime Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison took over, and we didn't stand a chance.
Right,
you know?
And then if I'm not, it was Dominique Rhodes who had a heck of a game, too. Because, Peyton Manning, if you've seen on his Manning cast, he'll always tell you that, quarterbacks need to, you can't go broke making a profit. So you just keep dinking it if that's the way that the defense,
that's what they gave him,
That's it, and he just took it.
He carved him up. Yeah, I remember, and we had no offense that season. I mean, we were an elite level defense in the return game, but we were making our money off of turnovers and special teams, and so our offense just couldn't do anything. Freeney and Mathis, they were just pushing our offensive line around, putting pressure on him. Sexy Rexy. So it was, we weren't doing nothing there. So, but I thought, oh, we get a special teams touchdown.
Yeah.
That we got this. But it was, he just carved up the cover two the whole time.
WWE superstar Seth Rollins is here on the Rich Eisen Show. WrestleMania 39 is going to go Hollywood, taking a place across the street from NFL Network for two nights on Saturday, April 1st and Sunday, April 2nd from SoFi Stadium. We'll talk about that in a second. I would ask you what you think of the current Chicago Bears, but I see you on Twitter. we have these for Seth to review some of these tweets. There they are, right there on the screen. Actually, we'll get it behind us as well. It's just basically, love football, or I hate football. Refs stink, that's a good one. Bears stink, refs stink. This is after each one.
Yeah.
So when they lose, you hated football for many weeks.
There was a big stretch of me disliking football on Sundays. It was a hard year to be a Bears. I will say this, though.
Yes.
We've had a lot of losing seasons in Chicago. This one was the most enthusiastic because of Justin Fields.
I agree.
And looking at, we got a gift from the football gods in Week 18.
Well, not the football gods. It was Lovie Smith.
Lovie Smith doing us one last solid, man. Unreal, right? I couldn't believe it. And so landing at number one overall, it's unbelievable. We've got a lot of picks. And we've got a lot of cap space and a lot of room to improve because we have a lot of needs.
Yes.
So I'm very optimistic for the future of the franchise. You look at the development of Fields and where he could go.
Yes.
I think someone like a Jalen Hurts is somebody
you
go, okay, we can do that. Do we have the coaching staff in place? Are we going to have the personnel the next two seasons to be able to do that? Time will tell. But there's optimism in Chicago for the first time in a very long time. I'd say probably since the Nagy rookie year where we went to the playoffs under Trubisky. But that was based on defense. I think we haven't had a QB1 like this that really set the city on fire.
I agree with you.
In years.
And he's here. He's a second-hour guest on our show tomorrow, Justin Fields. And I'm going to ask him what I'm going to ask you right here about the conversation that the Bears, thanks to Lovie, going out on his sword, and winning that last game for the Texans, and the Bears are now first overall. They can have a pick of any young quarterback out there that they want and flip Fields for yet more draft choices, start the clock again with their quarterback because, as you know, having a quarterback win on the first contract, you can build around better with a salary cap room. What do you want the Bears to do?
I think I don't trade Fields. I think based on what I've seen, we keep him around. And you got to look at the season last year. He had nothing, right? He had no weapons to work with. There were a lot of injuries, but there was just nothing. The offensive line wasn't good, and he played really well. I think, obviously, and I assume he'll tell you, they've got a ton of work to do in the passing game.
Right.
But at the end of the day, he's going to see the potential in himself that I think a lot of the Bears fans see in him to be able to get that done if we get the pieces in place. And so I think we're in a great spot. I don't trade him. I think you have as much equity in a number one pick trading that down if you want to, because you know we don't need a quarterback one, as you would trading this guy who is a fan favorite in the city. He sells tickets. He moves people in a way that you want your quarterback to move people. And so I think let's try to build around him. And I know this regime didn't draft him, and that's always tricky.
Yeah.
But, God, I just – it felt good this year to lose 14 games. And how often can you say that? You know?
He was dynamite. He was dynamite. Do you play fantasy, Seth Rollins?
I do.
What fantasy league are you in?
Gosh, I play in a sling fantasy league. Michael Fabiano has a league for with sling football. And he...
Well, that's shocker that Fabs is involved with wrestling.
He's a big wrestling fan.
So there's no WWE fantasy league?
We have a separate one as well. So I play the charity one. And then there's a WWE league. Oh, yeah.
So let's be honest. The charity one is wonderful. I'm sure you give a lot and you give some time. But just like the charity league that I'm in, there's really another one I really want to win.
I imagine
the WWE one, that's the one.
That's the one, yeah, because I see those guys every week.
Who's in it?
Oh, God, who plays in that one? I don't know if there's anybody off the top of my head who'd jump off the page to you. There's no
you're the only superstar in it?
No. I mean, they're all superstars, but we have like a mix of referees and producers, producers, behind the scenes people. So it's a little bit of a conglomerate there.
You can't have one of the refs say, I beat Seth Rollins. Fantasy
Look,
league.
I'm
you
not
going to
brag. I won the fantasy league this season. I was the champion. But
what does one get?
There's in dispute. Well, there's a couple of bucks. It's, you know, a little bit of money.
What do you mean, in dispute?
Well, because...
Not like Jock Peterson, Tommy Pham dispute, right? I mean, like, nothing like that.
Because of the Damar Hamlin tragedy, that really screwed up a lot of fantasy leagues.
Yes, I know that.
So ours was no different. I went into the final week having, I think it was Stephon Diggs and Joe Mixon in that game. But I was... I was behind by like maybe 25 points or so.
So why don't you just use them from the final game and you apply the stats? That's what we did in our league.
Yeah, so we didn't do that. We decided what we would do is we were just going to split it. We were going to be even.
Okay.
We were going to split it. We were going to go halvesies.
Okay.
You know, but then we had some button pushers within the league that were like, oh, who wants to be a co-champion? Have some guts. And they were like, at this point, it was the last game of the season, which was the Packers and the Lions.
Yes, sir.
And so they were like, why don't you just bet on the game straight up? And I was like, wow, we could just go you know what? Screw it. I'm going all in. I'll take the underdog. I took the Lions.
Of course you're not going to go take the Packers.
The funny thing is, the guy I was playing against, he's also a Bears fan.
Oh!
So I thought, I'm like, I'm doing him a service by taking the underdog, and the Lions had nothing to play for, right? The Packers win in their hand. The Lions were already out. Didn't matter. So I'm like, well, who cares? I got whatever. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And so it was a double win for me to see Green Bay get knocked out of the playoffs.
They
have Aaron Rodgers just get smushed to pieces, and then I get the win in the fantasy league. So it was a big double whammy for me. I felt so good coming out of the season, and the Bears had the number one pick. Oh, what a way to end the year.
Fantastic. Seth Rollins here on the Rich Eisen Show. Talk to me about WrestleMania 39, going to be at SoFi. What a spot. Have you been to SoFi?
I went to the opening game there of the season.
What a spot.
Unbelievable, dude.
Isn't it?
It's so beautiful. It's
you
indoors.
Up on that Oculus, you know, doing your thing is going to be nuts.
We had a press conference there to announce WrestleMania sometime last year, and we had a ring set up, and we invited some fans and stuff like that. Were you there for that?
I was there for that.
Yeah, wasn't that awesome?
It was the first time I was in SoFi, actually.
Dude, it was same for me.
I won't go to football games, but I'm coming.
I'll come to a WrestleMania press conference.
Oh, you will.
But it was, dude, it's so much fun. I can't wait. We're going to pack that thing. Two nights in a row, we're going to have, I think right now we've already got 50,000 plus sold for both nights. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be huge. Once you get the set in there, the stage in there, it's going to be special, man. I got, you know, Ozzy Osbourne did his one of his final concerts there for that week one game. And I just had visions of what it's going to feel like inside there. WrestleMania is special, man. It's a special deal. And so I'm stoked. SoFi is going to be a great location
for it. Okay, so if you have visions, who are you in the ring with?
I don't know, man.
Come on, you don't know right now.
No,
like, literally,
I don't.
You don't, like, you're like Aaron Rodgers. You know, you're not going to go on some
darkness. I'm not going to go on a darkness retreat. No, I got to do Monday Night Raw in Brooklyn this week, so I got to work, right? Some of us can't afford to spend 4 days in the dark. But WrestleMania is crazy, man, because it's so much in flux.
Right.
You know, it's not like a scripted television show, the Game of Thrones, say, where it's shot a year in advance,
right,
and then it's all done. You know, everything happens in real time, and you don't know what the fans are going to want, and you don't know about injuries, and so the card is in flux at all times, and so I don't know what I'm going to do. I know I'm Seth freaking Rollins. You can't have a WrestleMania this day and age without me. People want to be there singing my song, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know who's going to be in the ring opposite me. Either way, it's going to be exciting.
You do not know.
I do not know.
You, is it possible you go in the ring and you find out, or no?
So that was last
Funny
year.
You say that, Rich.
That was last year, Rich. Last year, WrestleMania, I didn't have opponent until the night of. I got in the ring, Cody Rhodes' music hit, and we were off to the races. And now Cody Rhodes is going to main event WrestleMania this year.
That's right.
Against either Roman Reigns or Sami Zayn, depending on who wins the title match at Elimination Chamber in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pro wrestling for you, man. It's the one thing that sets us apart from any other sort of entertainment. You just never know what could happen.
And tickets currently on sale via Ticketmaster. Both nights stream live on our former home in Peacock at 8 Eastern Time, WrestleMania 39. You got a prediction for Super Bowl 57, Seth?
Dude, it's such a... I think it's so evenly matched.
It is.
I think on paper, the Eagles should win this game.
Mm-hmm.
Their offensive line, their defensive line...
They're beasts.
Unreal. And I think in the trenches is where most games are won and lost. But... we're talking about a generational talent in Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce. So it could go either way. I think my gut tells me Philly's going to win this game.
Okay.
I think it's going to be close, though. I predicted earlier a three-point game, and I'm probably sticking with that. I think it's a field goal separator.
Beautiful. Thanks for coming on. This is a blast, man.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. I love it.
Of course.
Thanks for letting me just jump on, too, right in the middle.
Oh, no,
I apologize for
it's
my tardiness.
And what we kind of have a budding tradition here on the Rich Eisen Show when we have a Bears fan. Ashton Kutcher did this. I forget who else we've had do this. You are a diehard Bears fan. It is good luck, and you also feel better about yourself when you just, from right down deep in your innards, scream out the word Eberflus at the top of your lungs.
Oh, okay.
Because we just can't get enough of his name. Here we go. Here we go. If you just prepare yourself. Seth Rollins, have at him.
Eberflus!
Wow.
I mean...
how do you feel? Do you feel better?
I do feel good. I'm ready to take on the second half of this day. Let's go, baby. Let's go!
And you're right next door to the trophy, too. This is great.
Come to me. Come home to me. Come to Chicago. We need another one, please. We need another one.
Talk nice to us.
Yeah, we do. We do have people talk to the trophy frequently. So.
Like I said, there's an aura. It's alive, man. It's a real thing, you know? It's like a tree in the woods. It's alive, baby. There's an energy.
And it makes a noise when you're not around. Good to see you. Seth Rollins, WWE superstar, is here. When we come back, Charles Woodson, Pro Football Hall of Famer, will stop by. This is how we're rolling on our first day in Arizona.
For decades, Rolling Stone has set the bar for entertainment publications. Today, Rolling Stone Music Now takes over in podcast form.
SZA. You seem like a person with a pretty high level of anxiety, but you also seem fearless artistically.
I feel like ideas have more power than identity. Like the excitement overrides insecurity. That is the only way that I'm ever able to accomplish anything.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
So Charles Woodson is here live on the Roku channel. Our terrestrial radio audience is returning to us. Oh, wow, that was really late, huh?
Yeah.
You must be really functionally working your ass off right now, huh?
Rich, I'm not a happy guy, man.
Because I really want to start chopping it up with him, but I don't want to interrupt that conversation when the radio audience returns.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, it's like you know, we got... Charles
I love this.
From
this
Sunday morning.
This is real time. This is real time. I love this.
CWIntercepts.wine.com, WoodsonWhiskey.com as well. How are those businesses going?
Outstanding. We'll have a big presence this week, you know, showcasing. And
I hope you don't mind that whenever I hear that you're around, I'm like, is he bringing his wine with him? Is that a problem?
I fumbled that one.
It's okay. It's all right.
Next time.
You tucked that one away?
I see what you did.
You see what I did right there?
Okay,
very good. And then we'll talk about the Perfect 10 documentary as well. H2H stands for Heisman Hall, which is fantastic. So lots to talk about with Charles Woodson. back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Look who stopped by, Pro Football Hall of Famer, one of my favorites from Heisman to Hall.
A terrific conversation
we're about to have with none other than Charles Woodson. Good to see you.
Good to see you,
Devontae Smith can join you in a rare department, which is Heisman Trophy, Super Bowl, and National Championship, right?
Yep. He can, man, it's a big day.
It is.
A big day for
potentially
him.
Potentially for
Sunday. Absolutely.
Before we get to that, I'm asking everybody who's won this trophy that's sitting in between us, the Vince Lombardi Trophy, when you look at it, what do you think of Charles?
That's what you play for. You know, there's a lot of great things that come with, you know, being a professional athlete. But at the end of the day, you know, what do you focus on? You know, what do you practice every day for? Get up to go to those grinding practices. You know, it's a long season. What is it all for? You know, playing through injury, what is it for? It's for the Lombardi Trophy. So, you know, if you have an opportunity to hold that up at the end of a ball game, at the end of the year, the last game, then it was all worth it.
And
that's
then,
what that means.
And so you had to hold it up with
one arm.
With one arm.
Yeah, one
right?
arm. Yeah. I couldn't hold it up with both.
Of course not, because you blew out your shoulder going for a ball in that game.
Yep.
And so what was that like for you to be second half, knowing you can't play, knowing it's out of your control? What was that like
Well,
for
you? Well,
you
know, if I'm not in that game in the second half, you know I'm really hurt.
Yes.
You know, because I've played through a lot of different things. And, you know, as an athlete, if you play long enough, then you've had the needle and you've shot things up and you've gone out there and continued to play on the field. So for me to be sitting on that sideline second half, you know I couldn't go.
Right.
But, you know, to sit there and not, you know, be able to be in there, you know, you see certain things and you're like, oh, man, I know what's happening. I know what's about to happen. But you can't actively be a part of it. But sitting there and watching my teammates, I felt like a part of me was out there because I felt like the young guys that were on that team, I felt like I had that type of leadership role where they were able to look at me and gain experience and some things that can help them in their game.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys went out there and performed, man, and they brought it home and, you know, helped myself and our team become champions.
Exactly. And then, of course, that's something that, you know, when that's on your resume, that adds to your ability to make the Hall of Fame, too.
Absolutely.
And so that, I'm sure, being a kid from Ohio was a dream of yours to be in that hall. Did you think about it that night? Like, okay, this may be the capstone for me when you won that night?
I thought about how could I do it again?
Really?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you know, of course, you know, before you ever win one, your focus is, you know, trying to get that first.
Yes.
But then once you, you know, realize that goal of winning a Super Bowl, you're trying to figure out, man, I like this feeling. How can I get back there again?
Yes.
And it's hard to do. It's hard to do. It's hard to get back. So I never got a chance to get back to one, but I got the one.
Yeah, Rodgers hasn't gotten back to one.
No.
You know?
It ain't easy.
It is not easy.
It ain't easy, you know. Everybody doesn't have Tom Brady's career.
Right.
Where you've been in, you know, half your career, you've been in the Super Bowl. So, yeah, not everybody has that on the
Did you call Tom after you saw the video of him on the dunes saying I'm retired? Did you give him a ring?
No, you know what? We text. You know, this was a crazy year for Tom.
Yep.
You know, Tom's number changed. So I actually, you know, got in touch with him over the last week,
right?
And we text back and forth, so we haven't had a chance to actually talk, but we text. But we'll talk soon. You know, let his kind of whirlwind,
right?
You know, life kind of wind down a little bit, and then you know, we'll be in touch
on the set of Fox.
Possibly. Well, not for another year.
Not for another year.
You know,
it looks like
we just got that announcement.
Right,
so
exactly.
It's taking some time. He needs it.
Right.
He needs it.
And it just seeing him on the dunes, he looked contented. You know, like he. He did look like he was at peace. It really did.
You know, I saw the video, and it was a common place for me because I remember when I retired, and I remember sitting in front of the local media in Oakland and having to say the words that this is going to be my last year. And I remember, you know, getting that lump in my throat and almost breaking down in that moment. And looking at Tom, I saw that and I heard that. And I heard him get choked up. And then he, you know, he kind of cut it short and said, I don't want to be, you know, long-winded. And so in that moment, being able to see it, like last year we had, you know, the written out. Mm-hmm. You can't really tell really from that. But actually seeing him and seeing that emotion, I know what that emotion is, knowing that I think I'm about to walk away from the one thing that I've been doing my entire life. Mm-hmm. I got to give it up. So, yeah. I think he's done.
I think so, too. Charles Woodson here on the Rich Eisen Show at the Super Bowl. And before we turn our attention to the Super Bowl and your many projects, the guy who helped put that ring on your finger and this trophy in your hands, Aaron Rodgers, there's a lot of conversation about him. Yeah. And he was, as he was winning the Pro-Am and Pebble, he said so many fans were saying, go to the Raiders.
I saw that.
What do you say?
Well, not only the fans, Devontae Adams has been saying it as well.
He's been putting stuff on Instagram and Twitter. There's a difference between speaking it into existence or potentially knowing it can exist.
Right.
What do you think?
I mean, I think it would be great, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I think in terms of, you know, the type of, you know, energy that it would bring to Raider Nation, bring to the, you know, city of Las Vegas. I think it would be outstanding. I think having that connection again, you know, with him and Devontae. Every time I think about those two guys, I think about the back shoulder fade.
Absolutely. Right?
And last year, I didn't see enough of it.
It wasn't there.
I didn't see enough of that. You know, it was never that connection. And so that's what I have in my mind when I think about that. This game, a lot of it revolves around that position, the quarterback.
Yep.
If you can get that right, then a lot of other things can fall into place because that is right. So that's going to be an important decision, you know, for the Raiders, whether it be trying to get Aaron Rodgers or trying to find a guy in the draft. That's going to be a very big decision for the Raiders this
year. Aaron Rodgers going there, do you think that makes them favorites to play in the game next year?
I don't think
it
makes Vegas? It doesn't make them favorites. But it definitely puts them in a conversation.
To host the Super Bowl next year.
Right, come on, man. Only one person's done that.
Yeah. And won it.
And won it.
And another 12.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, actually, that's not true. I guess Stafford did it last year, too. So, don't forget.
See how quickly we
It's all good. But here's how I can help, I think, make this happen, Rodgers, to the Raiders in Vegas. I think, here's what we do. We find out where his darkness retreat is going to be. And around day two, when he's like fully hallucinating, okay, when he's like totally out of his gourd, knows that, okay, we sneak you in there.
Okay.
And make it seem like it's a hallucinating.
Is it still dark, though?
It's dark. But we sneak you, Charles Woodson, in there. He's totally thinking it's a hallucination, but it's really,
but it's really
real.
It's really
and you
me.
Say, go to the Raiders. Go, like, whatever. You have your say. Then you get out. And he thinks that this is, he's envisioned it.
Yeah.
What do you think? You think that's a plan?
I'm afraid of the dark, so I don't want
to.
I don't want to go. Hey,
well,
hey, look, if I can go in there and turn my and have my phone light on,
that defeats the purpose.
If I can go in there like this, can you see the light? Hey, man,
I'm not going to be.
I need to see something.
I heard though, he did say that there's a slot to put in food. Maybe you stand up outside and speak through the slot. This is Charles, you know, and he thinks it's hallucinating, but it's really you.
Maybe I slide the food in.
Yeah.
And just touch his toe. Bam. The toe.
Saying what? Just like...
Hey, I'm here, man.
Okay. Go to the Raiders.
Go to the Raiders.
And he comes out and he says, I had a vision. Charles Woodson.
Charles, healed my toe. I'm going to the Raiders,
That's
man.
That's funny.
Oh, Charles Woodson here on the Rich Eisen Show. Perfect 10 documentary presented by Prudential premieres Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox. What a great spot of Super Bowl weekend.
How about that?
You're an EP on this documentary, and it is about what?
It is about 10 guys that have done something extraordinary, and that's, you know, win the coveted Heisman Trophy, and then also going to have a career that's worthy of making it to the Hall of Fame. And there's only 10 guys, and what's, you know, I've been doing interviews about this over the last couple of days, and, you know, my thought goes to the thousands, could mm-hmm. be millions of kids that play Little League, junior high, high school, mm-hmm. the thousands that go on to play college football, the thousands that go on and play professional football, to whittle that down to just 10 guys.
That's it.
That have done a specific thing, man, is pretty incredible. You know, got a chance over, you know, for this documentary to sit down with, you know, it was Marcus Allen, Roger Staubach, Barry Sanders, Tim Brown, Tony Dorsett, Earl Campbell, Barry Sanders, I don't know if I said that already, mm-hmm. and myself. It was incredible just to, you know, listen to the guys, listen to their stories,
yeah.
listen to them talk about, you know, how they looked up to one another, you know, growing up, especially the running backs, looking at guys and in their mind, competing with those guys, in their minds. It was incredible, man. I'm extremely, you know, honored and you know, grateful to be a part of it. And it's a pretty special moment for a kid like me from, like you said, from Fremont, Ohio.
From Fremont, Ohio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Getting into Canton, Ohio.
Yes, sir.
And again, you're an executive producer on this, and it's pretty cool that Fox is. That's a pretty sweet
man,
spot
the home team,
before the Super Bowl.
The home team, man. They came through. They made a play and said, hey, you know what? We want it. You know, and feels good, you know, when your guys, your crew says, sure. we want to be a part of, Charles, that history that you have and showcase it. So.
And put it on Super Bowl week.
And put Super Bowl
weekend.
Come on.
Super Bowl
come
weekend.
On.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Intercept Wines, tell me about it. How's it going? I'm not just saying this because I, you know, love you. Your wine is incredible.
Thank you.
Intercept, it is phenomenal. Yeah. And it's also really, really well priced.
Yep.
It's not insanely priced.
Yep.
Obviously, you know, the you know, reserve juice is priced a certain way. But this is drinkable.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah,
I love
you know,
it,
we retail, you know, $19 to $22.
Yeah.
You know, kind of depending on where you are. So,
you
said, very reasonably priced. And it's going you know, really well. You know, I put a post out maybe two months ago that, you know, we launched about 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and we reached our millionth bottle sold.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Of Intercept Wine. So it's phenomenal, man. I mean, we're in a lot of places, you know, like Top Golf brought in our red blend. We're in all the Top Golfs around the country.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to have, you know, things like that happen to you, man, is pretty special. In Allegiant Stadium, in Lambeau, you know, I'm trying to reach everybody, Rich. I want to be everywhere. You are.
Okay.
Right?
I appreciate that, including right here.
Absolutely.
Right now. Can we sell it in the new home of the Wolverines, which is the Horseshoe in Columbus? Can we sell it in there?
Wow.
How good are we right now? It's so fun. I had Garrett Wilson on. I'm really talking
yeah.
a lot.
Come on, Rich. We deserve it.
A lot. It was funny with Garrett Wilson just the other day. I'm like, you know, because I pointed out how the Jets beat the Bears, and it was great on that Sunday. It was the day after Michigan beat Ohio State in the Horseshoe. And I'm like, I can't believe you and Justin Fields were able to focus on playing a game. I'm like, because two is a trend. He goes, yeah, well, what's nine? I'm like, let's focus on the here and now.
Right.
You know, it is pretty fun watching what's going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know what you think?
Yeah.
What's going on with Jim? Do you talk into the pros for two straight winters? What do you think?
You know what?
I think he wants to. I mean, I guess he wants to.
Yeah,
hold
but
this trophy.
You know, I think you know, whether it's a Jim or any other coach, man, if you're successful,
yeah,
you know, you're going to have that conversation every year.
Yeah,
and you know, people seeing what Jim they've seen his track record and what he's done every place that he's gone.
Yeah,
and you know, he's done the same thing at Michigan. He had to build it to a point to where now we're beating our rivals two years in a row.
Yeah. Big Ten champs 2 years
ago. Yeah, and we know what he did with the 49ers, and someone's saying, look, he can come in and do that same thing for us. So as long as he's successful,
mm-hmm.
we're successful, Rich.
That's true.
But every year, people are going to come knocking on the door. You can't stop that.
Yeah, 3 weeks is just it's a white-knuckle ride, man. I feel like maybe I should take my darkness retreat next time he's up for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll take a slightly dim retreat. I don't want to be in the dark, man.
Fantastic.
I don't like that.
And WoodsonWhiskey.com as well. Everybody should get your whiskey as well. You got a prediction for Super Bowl 57, Charles Woodson. What do you got for me?
I like the green guys, man. I like the Philadelphia Eagles.
Why is that? Why?
You know, I just think that, you know, what I've been saying all year is I feel like any style of game that you want to play, they can play it. And so if it's a low-scoring, tight defensive ball game, they win those games.
Right.
If it's a game where it's a shootout and you're putting up 30, 40 points, they win those games as well. And I think, you know, with Kansas City, we know about Mahomes and the firepower that they possess on offense. And if Kansas City comes out and scores 30 points, I feel like Philly will score just as many and more. So I feel like Philly comes out on top of this game.
And we're talking about journeys and distance traveled and things like that. I love Jalen Hurts' story. How great is his story with what happened at Alabama and then having to go to Oklahoma and drafted the way that he was drafted into Philadelphia with Wentz still there, finally gets a shot. He's a Super Bowl quarterback.
He is, man. And I think that, you know, when you just watch him, and you just watch his demeanor, you can see why guys follow him. You know what I mean? He has a calming, but a kind of stern presence about himself, an all business approach. You know, anytime he's ever, you know, receives praise after a game, it's never about what he did. If you ever notice that, it's never about, you know, how many touchdowns he may have run, how many touchdowns he's thrown. He always goes back to the team and what they're trying to accomplish as the
team. How does that permeate through a locker room? How is that noticed, Charles? Does that
guys don't see him as an individual. They see him as one of us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And when you're the guy, if you're a quarterback on a team and you're the star of that team, people are gonna elevate you to a certain level.
Yeah.
And it, no fault of their own, it puts you above everyone else in a sense. But what he does is anytime someone starts to push him up there a little bit, he brings himself back down and says, no. This is about all of us. It's not about me. It's about my running backs.
Journey's not over.
It's about my offensive line.
Right.
It's about the defense going out there and do what they do. The guys, they love that about him. I know that.
And Mahomes isn't just going to say, I got the magic and it doesn't matter. You don't see that.
No.
You like the Eagles winning this.
I like the Eagles.
And then the Super Bowl will be on Fox, as we all know. Night before, check out at 8 Eastern Time on Fox. Perfect 10 documentary presented by Prudential. Charles is the executive producer about the 10 gentlemen who went from the Heisman podium all the way through to the Hall of Fame with a jacket, a bust, a trophy. And I appreciate you coming by here, Charles.
We got some nice jackets, too, that we got for that, too, man. Nice nice little blazers for the Heisman to Hall. Beautiful.
There's only 10 of them.
There's only 10 of them.
So let me ask you this. How about I'll throw this one out? Who can be the 11th? What do you think?
Who can be the 11th?
How about that one?
Yeah, man, I think.
Even if it's somebody like Burrow.
I was going to say that would be the first one.
Burrow would be the first one that comes to your mind.
It would be.
Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry could be a guy.
That would be a bigger jacket than most, I'd imagine. You'd have to get some extra
fabric. Put a couple of jackets together for that guy. Man, Jesus. Yeah.
He's big.
I saw him on the sideline one time early in his career, and I was like, it should be illegal. it really should.
Is that who you were thinking of when you retired? That's a business decision I don't need to make.
It really is. You know, I had the unfortunate pleasure of hitting Brandon Jacobs in a game, in a playoff game, and it was a lot the same way.
I remember him, man.
Yeah.
Congrats on everything. Thanks for coming here.
Appreciate it.
You're the man.
Yeah, man.
That's Charles Woodson right here. That interview is the Monster.com interview of today's show. Monster.com can help you tackle the job search and make your next career move. It's time for the big game. Go to Monster.com and win the job hunt. We'll be back to wrap up our first show here at the Super Bowl and tell you who's on our next one when we come back. back here on the Rich Eisen Show. What a fun show today. And for the first time ever, stream the Super Bowl for free. Super Bowl 57 can be streamed on Westwood One, heard on Westwood One Sunday, February 12th. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app, on westwoodonesports.com, via Westwood One station streams, or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. It's time to say goodnight to that check engine light with the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It'll help troubleshoot the likely cause of your light for free. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Fun show, Jess.
This is awesome.
Yeah. I love it.
We're back. Mortimer.
This is awesome. I love it. I love it. Awesome, awesome show.
It is great.
Woo. Can't take stuff like this for granted, man. You really can't.
Mike can, because he's got so many things going on.
Don't say that.
Got so
I can only speak for, how about this? I can't speak for myself.
I love this.
Everyone's picking the Eagles.
Yeah, they're
I told you earlier today. You're going to hear a lot of Eagles people.
That is worrying me.
Why?
Well, didn't everyone pick the Bengals?
And you know,
last year, I don't know.
No, I mean last 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you mean last week? I didn't pick the Bengals. I picked the Chiefs.
I know.
So everyone was. You can't say everyone, because you're looking at the one who didn't.
90%.
And who was talking up the Bengals all year more than me?
90% felt like Bengals.
Bengals, yeah. They got
a lot of 49ers. I don't, man.
Reason why people like the Eagles is because they're
good team.
Eviscerated the line of scrimmage.
I know.
Against a team that dominates the line of scrimmage. Yeah. In San Francisco. And Trey Lance came on as our first guest in hour one. And I would proffer to say this should be the video that we do tweet out at Rich Eisen Show.
It's already going viral.
Is it really?
Yeah. Him talking about the quarterback.
Him saying that, you know, that it wasn't a real game.
Real game. That was the best.
Right?
Just a lot of Niners fans saying how much they love this guy right now.
I tweeted out the one about him and Brock Purdy. But
so people, it's been really well received.
Yeah. Okay, so, but him saying that, I thought it was you tweeted out him saying that
wasn't a real
you know,
game.
He said Chiefs, he's choosing the Chiefs because the Eagles didn't make the Super Bowl in a real game, and the NFC Championship game looked pretty real to me, you know. Yeah. And again, let's not forget the reason why Josh Johnson was in the game is because Hassan Reddick got to Brock Purdy, as our second hour guest, Kurt Warner, mentioned him calling the game. Brandon Ayuk was open for a touchdown had Reddick not arrived when he did. And let's just say Reddick gets blocked. Let's say Reddick trips. Let's say Reddick arrives later, so the follow-through isn't an awkward moment for Purdy's position.
Yeah, it's not an elbow, it's on his ribs, maybe.
How does the game change from there? The fact is, though, Reddick got there. And Reddick got there on Josh Johnson as well. And that's, I would have to say, if you're playing the 49ers when Purdy was doing Purdy things this year, get to Purdy. And get him out of the game if you can hit him legally. That's the way you beat them, because they are so thin at the position. How is that something to discount against the Eagles? Because it wasn't real. No, they won the line of scrimmage. And as a matter of fact, they eviscerated it on the other side of the ball, too. With Bosa and Arik Armstead and all of those guys. That's some pretty damn grown-ass men on both sides of the line of scrimmage. And the Eagles won that battle that day. They won that battle that day. So I think a lot of people see that, Chris, and see what Jalen Hurts has been able to do. And as Woodson mentioned, they could win any type of game. You want to run it 40 times? We can. You want to throw it 40 times? We will beat you that way, too. If you think, you know, they're one of the few teams where they run it on 3rd and 5 and you're not looking at the coach saying, what are you doing? No, that's what they do. So, I love it. I love it, man.
And you can't bet against Mahomes.
Right? I know. I want to thank my guests today, Trey Lance and Joe Montana, Kurt Warner, Seth Rollins, and Charles Woodson. On our Thursday program, Ja'Marr Chase, Deebo Samuel, Deion Sanders, Stephen A. Smith, Justin Fields, Steve Mariucci, Emmett. is coming tomorrow.
Oh, baby.
Just for you, TJ.
TJ. Get ready.
Oh, damn baby.
I'm coming, Weezy.
That's our Thursday show, by the way. I'm not saying who's on for the rest of the week. That's just our next program. This is the way we run. Oh, and by the way, my friend Vince will be back for a return engagement tomorrow.
Our cousin Vinny?
Our cousin
my
Vinny.
My cousin Vinny. My cousin Vinny.
Look at you.
He's a paisan.
We'll be back to wrap up this show on the Roku channel in a moment. For everyone else listening, we'll chat Thursday.